Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus. On this day, August 14, 1844, William Thomas of St. Lucie, age 15, stood in court, charged with the manslaughter of Charles Graves, age 13. Based on the evidence presented by Elisha Griffith, another teenager, on July 1, 1844, the deceased was seen fishing on Sandy Hill, St. Lucie, while at the same time tending to his sheep. Woodville Marshall, in his place Names of Barbados, locates Sandy Hill on the north coast, east of Retreat and north of Flatland. This Amerindian site was described by Maurice Hutt as a small area of sandy deposits just inland from the cliffs, thrown up by the sea over long periods of time. It was on returning from tending to his sheep that Graves discovered his fishing line had been cut. Graves would accuse Thomas of tampering with his line, and the witness would testify to hearing Thomas say to the deceased, "If you say that, I will push you into the sea." Griffith, the witness, had noted that the last time he had seen Charles Graves alive, the deceased was standing near the cliff's edge and the accused was standing behind him. The witness was standing a short distance away from the accused and the deceased, and to close that distance, he was forced to go around a patch of pimplers. Upon doing so, he lost sight of the two briefly, only to find the accused standing alone. The witness had testified that he had asked Thomas if he had pushed Graves into the water, to which Thomas answered, "You must be making fun." Peering over the edge of the cliff, Griffith would testify to seeing the deceased struggling in the water. Next to give his testimony was the father of the deceased, Thomas Boyce. He testified that 3 days after his son was killed, he himself found his son's body. The body was riddled with injuries, which included a broken neck and leg and several holes in his side. The fate of the case hung in the balance, owing to the discrepancies and differing testimonies by William Thomas, the accused, who testified to seeing Graves struggling in the water, and the deceased's father, Thomas Boyce, who indicated that his son must have fallen on the shores below based on the tide at the time. In addition to this, the judge emphasized the absence of the coroner's testimony, whose evidence would have been a desirable inclusion. After all evidence and testimonies had been presented, the jury returned with a not guilty verdict in favor of the accused on August 14, 1844.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.